Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is For the Record program number 242, entitled Dot Kameradschaft USA. The title comes from a Third Reich organization that was liaised with the German-American Bund during World War II, and there's something of a pun, and I'm going to place the context of that pun in a second. This is, of course, one in a sequence of broadcasts that I've done over the years, updating German corporate control over the American and world media, and the reference for this whole series is the Nazi tract Serpent's Walk that I've dealt with so many times in the past. Listeners can contact Spitfire to get information about Serpent's Walk. The title, and there is a pun, the title of this broadcast, by the way, being recorded on August 6th of the year 2000, the title for the Record Program 242 can be set in terms of context from the book Dreamer of the Day, subtitled Francis Parker Yockey and the Postwar Fascist International. That book was authored by Kevin Coogan, C-O-O-G-A-N, published in softcover by Autonomy Media, and copyrighted 1999. By the way, the book was edited by Dave Mandel, who is an on-air personality at WFMU-FM in East Orange, New Jersey, that airs these tapes. Now, the Kameradschaft USA, or Kameradschaft, is explained by Kevin Coogan in Dreamer of the Day as follows. The Kameradschaft's main task was to help German nationals from America, the Rückwanderers or returnees, resettle in the fatherland. It also served as a kind of shadow intelligence agency, skipping down. The full extent of Kameradschaft activity will never be known, since a substantial part of the files concerning Rückwanderers from around the world, quote, was either destroyed or has never been recovered. Unquote. And the organization was founded by a Fritz Gissibel, G-I-S-S-I-B-L, who was not only in the SS, but was involved with a Nazi publishing house. The founder of the Kameradschaft USA, Fritz Gissibel, is described as follows by Kevin Coogan in Dreamer of the Day. He worked with the leadership of the German-American Institute and established the Kameradschaft USA in 1938. He also held a position in the Tarnungsverlag Stuttgart, a Nazi publishing house. In 1937, he was appointed SS Hauptsturmführer, or captain, and after 1941, he was an SS Obersturmbannführer, or lieutenant colonel, SS number 309,051. I would note that the patriarch of the Bertelsmann firm, about which we've talked so often, Heinrich Mohn, was also in the SS, and we have spoken about the Bertelsmann firm as the main cog in the German corporate control and underground Reich corporate control of the American and world media, American in particular. And so, in light of the Kameradschaft USA, and in light of the fact that this program is about German corporate control over the Internet, it is entitled Dot Kameradschaft USA. And we're going to begin with an article from the Wall Street Journal of Wednesday, July 5th of the year 2000. This is an article by William Boston, and it deals with a venture capital arm of the aforementioned Bertelsmann firm, and the fellow who heads it up, a young German named Jan Büttner, B-U-E-T-T-N-E-R. When dealing with the Bormann Flight Capital Organization, about which I've spoken so often and which controls corporate Germany, one wants to take note of young, fast-rising entrepreneur or corporate cogs like Mr. Büttner. One could not say without qualification that he's with the Bormann Group, but this is the type of individual and the profile of a characteristic individual of the Bormann Group. Note this venture capital arm of the Bertelsmann Group as we get into the Dot Kameradschaft USA, German corporate control over the American media. Again, from the Wall Street Journal of Wednesday, 7/5/2000, article by William Boston, headlined, BV Capital rides a transatlantic tech wave. It reads in part as follows. 3 years ago, Jan Büttner packed his bags in the old world port city of Hamburg and headed for America with a $25 million check from German media concern Bertelsmann AG to go shopping in the new economy. Not enough firepower to impress Silicon Valley, he decided to start small and struck camp in Santa Barbara, California instead. It didn't make sense to try to compete against the big players with a $25 million name, he says, but after a string of deals, he is no longer an outsider. With this week's unveiling by Mr. Buettner of a $250 million venture capital fund, he is clearly one of the most influential European technology financiers on both sides of the Atlantic. The new fund is called BV Capital. It aims to provide seed money for startup companies in what Mr. Buettner calls next-generation internet services and infrastructure. Quote, broadband, wireless internet, stuff like that, unquote, he says, skipping down. Note the number of corporate liaisons with this particular, or institutional liaisons with this venture capital arm of the Bertelsmann Group, and in all likelihood the Bormann Organization as well. Skipping down. BV Capital is a limited partnership backed by a lineup that includes internet services provider American Online Incorporated of Dulles, Virginia, Bertelsmann, Stanford University of Palo Alto, California, Japanese trading house Sumitomo Corporation, Vereins und Westbank AG, a Hamburg, Germany bank, Mayfield Fund, the Palo Alto Venture Capital Group, Commerz, a unit of, I'm not going to try the German name, a unit of Commerzbank AG, Beisheim Holding, which is controlled by the Beisheim family, a big shareholder in retail group Metro AG, Harold Quant Holding, an investment group in Bad Homburg, Germany, and Hamburg Investment Bank W.M. Warburg & Company. No single investor holds more than 10% of the limited partnership. I would note that names like Commerzbank, the Quant firm, and Warburg figured prominently in the Third Reich. Sumitomo, one of the main corporate backers of fascism in Japan as well. Continuing with this article about BV Capital, Mr. Buettner, who spends summers in Hamburg and the rest of the year lives in Santa Barbara, is one of three general partners. The others will be named soon. Skipping down, BV Capital grew out of Bertelsmann Ventures LP, a private equity fund that Mr. Buettner set up in 1997 with Bertelsmann's backing. Bertelsmann eventually committed a total of $75 million to that fund. Mr. Buettner invested in a dozen companies, some of which have been sold at a hefty profit. Mr. Buettner invested the initial $25 million in five companies and invested in another seven after a second tranche of financing from Bertelsmann. Skipping down, Mr. Buettner has already picked a few winners. Thomas Middelhoff, chairman and chief executive of Bertelsmann, said it was Mr. Buettner who brought Mirabilis Limited, maker of ICQ, one of the Internet's most popular chat systems, together with America Online in 1998. The system, pronounced ICQ, lets users know when their friends are online and exchanges instant email messages and helps them exchange instant email messages with them. AOL bought the Israeli company for $287 million and used it to build its popular AOL Instant Messenger service. For people who are worried about the Men with Hill Echelon system, just think about the possibilities of this, owned by Bertelsmann. But note BV Capital, note Jan Buettner, and note as we proceed into the Dot Kameradschaft USA program that the scenario advanced in Serpent's Walk would now be being realized to a certain extent with the supposedly uncontrollable free, unquote, Internet. Serpent's Walk, the Nazi Tract, published in soft cover by National Vanguard Books, copyright 1991, and authored by someone who writes under the name of Randolph D. Calverhall. Like the Turner Diaries, also published by National Vanguard Books, I believe this book is far more than the novel it purports to be. I believe it is a blueprint, a manifesto for what Nazi elements around the world are doing. The back cover is excerpted briefly for context for listeners as follows. Speaking of Serpent's Walk, the back cover describes, it assumes that Hitler's warrior elite, the SS, didn't give up their struggle for a white world when they lost the Second World War. Instead, their survivors went underground and adopted some of the tactics of their enemies. They began building their economic muscle and buying into the opinion-forming media. A century after the war, they are ready to challenge the Democrats and Jews for the hearts and minds of white Americans who have begun to have their fill of government-enforced multiculturalism and equality unquote. The internet is, of course, a brand new medium, and it is one that figures is going to figure very prominently in the forming of public opinions, and Bertelsmann and others of the German corporate entities that I've spoken about are rapidly moving into them. We're going to reprise an article that we've dealt with in For the Record programs 240 and 241, two of the programs in this sequence, this from the Financial Times of Monday, June 5th of the year 2000. This is an article by Lutz Meyer in Berlin. It's headlined, Bertelsmann to Form E-Commerce Holding. Bertelsmann, the German media group, is planning to bundle its e-services activities into an e-commerce holding to be called Bertelsmann E-Commerce Group. The holding is to include BOL.com, Bertelsmann's 100% owned European online bookselling site, and BarnesandNoble.com, the online arm of the U.S. bookseller in which Bertelsmann has a 40% stake. It will also include Bertelsmann Broadband Group, Bertelsmann's digital multimedia content provider. Bertelsmann is in negotiations with Barnes & Noble, the U.S. bookseller which owns BarnesandNoble.com, about merging the online bookseller with BOL.com into a new online brand to be called BN.com. The new e-commerce company will be led from Hamburg and New York by Andreas Schmidt, until recently the chief executive at AOL Europe. The step further underlines Bertelsmann's change in strategy for the Internet from accessing subscribers directly to becoming the leading content provider. Skipping down, in addition to its content trading activities, BECG will have a venture capital arm and will hold Bertelsmann's content delivery contracts with AOL and Lycos, former Bertelsmann partners. And former here belongs in quotes. Now, in For the Record program number 240, I noted the German corporate control over book publishing and online book sales, and I ruminated about the possibility that the waning fortunes of Amazon.com might ultimately lead to a takeover of its online book sales division by Bertelsmann. The same may also be true of its online music sales as well. Now, please note the difference between book publishing and online sales of either books and or music. With regard to the possibility that the new merged e-commerce services of Bertelsmann and its emphasis on content might present a threat to Amazon's music capabilities, we find the following comment, this from the Financial Times of London of Friday, July 28th of the year 2000, an article by Andrew Edgecliffe Johnson, headlined, The Concern Behind the Smile of Amazon's Chief, subtitled, It Has Not Been the Best Week for the Online Retailer as Its Shares Drop Further and an Executive Resigns. And skipping down, Ravi Surya, S-U-R-I-A, the Lehman Brothers convertible bond analyst who raised the alarm over Amazon's cash position a month ago, drew attention yesterday to the recent purchase of CD Now by Bertelsmann, the German media group. If Bertelsmann were to introduce the same promotions online as it uses in its offline BMG Music Club, it could severely disrupt Amazon's music sales. He said, I would note that its BMG Music Club is looking at merging with Columbia House. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Amazon and whether its online book and or music sales are ultimately absorbed by Bertelsmann. Bertelsmann scored a coup in the recent acquisition of Telefonica, the Spanish mobile telephone giant, of Lycos, currently the third largest web portal in the world. This purchase was discussed in, among other newspapers, the New York Times of Tuesday, May 16th of the year 2000, an article by Doreen Carvajal, C-A-R-V-A-J-A-L, and Andrew Ross Sorkin, S-O-R-K-I-N, headlined, Lycos and Spanish phone giant are seen in a $12 billion deal. This article reads in part as follows. Lycos, one of the nation's biggest internet portals, has agreed to be acquired by Telefonica of Spain in a sweeping deal across borders and languages worth more than $12 billion, a top executive close to the talk said yesterday. The deal, which could be announced as early as today, would combine Lycos with Terra Networks, the internet arm of Telefonica, and link that new hybrid in a partnership with the German media conglomerate Bertelsmann, the executive said. The portal would have millions of users from Europe to Latin America. The three companies are expected to call a news conference today to announce the union. But until then, executives from the various companies refused to comment on the deal, which would be the first purchase of a large United States internet company by a European internet access provider. And skipping down, the purchase would give Terra, a fast-growing European internet company, a wide opening into North America to sell its web services to the expanding Hispanic population in the United States. And for Bertelsmann, an alliance would broaden its global reach, allowing the conglomerate to sell John Grisham novels through Lycos in the United States, or offer Carlos Santana music that can be downloaded through Telefonica cellular phones in Europe or Terra portals in Brazil. The executive said Telefonica would pay Bertelsmann an undisclosed sum for a 25% stake in a new online bookstore that it would create called BOL.com South America. Bertelsmann would retain the other 75%. In addition, the executive said the two European companies were expected to sign a 5-year agreement that would anoint Bertelsmann as the preferred content provider, unquote, on Lycos in the United States in exchange for $1 billion. That designation means that the company's products will get more prominent display, advertising, and special promotions through the Lycos portal, which ranks fourth in size in the United States in terms of visitors. And skipping down again, speaking of Bertelsmann, or speaking of Lycos, it would have had to pay a lot of money to pay for the distribution that Bertelsmann has. And until now, Bertelsmann has not been able to build an online presence comparable to its offline position. The one disadvantage that this new union could face is the difficulty in integrating companies with three different national cultures. Quote, the risk with every merger is that you're bringing together a number of players with different backgrounds and agendas. And this particular deal is very, very significant because in terms of Bertelsmann advancing its e-commerce capabilities and getting preferred content, it now gives Bertelsmann preferred content on AOL and Lycos, which ranks fourth in the United States but third worldwide. More about Bertelsmann's shift in emphasis and going for internet content. This from the Financial Times of Wednesday, May 17th of the year 2000. This is an article by James Harding, and it's headlined, Bertelsmann Changes Focus, and it reads in part as follows, skipping down. Under the terms of the deal, Lycos will give Bertelsmann content, which ranges from the songs of Elvis Presley to magazines such as Stern in Germany and Family Cycle in the U.S., preferred treatment on its websites. Bertelsmann and Telefonica have also agreed to a 75 to 25 joint venture to develop services for mobile internet and e-commerce in Latin America and Spain. The deal also underscores a fundamental shift in focus at Bertelsmann away from internet service provision to e-commerce and online media businesses. And skipping down again, as part of the winding down of Bertelsmann's stake in AOL Europe, for which the German group will be paid $6.7 billion to $8.25 billion, Bertelsmann also agreed to pay $250 million to AOL to be the preferred provider of media content to the 23 million users of AOL's internet services. Together, therefore, the deals with AOL and Terra Lycos mark a move by Bertelsmann to maneuver for prominent positioning of its e-services on two global internet platforms. So please note this. More about the position of Lycos now with a deal with Bertelsmann. This from the Financial Times of Friday, June 9th of the year 2000. This is an article by David White in Madrid, not to be confused with Dave White, our pan-European researcher and translator. It's headline, Terra Lycos Sets Ambitious Targets, subtitled Internet Merged Group Aims for Positive Results by Next Year with Sites to Become, quote, World Leader, unquote. Speaking of this deal, the $12.5 billion Lycos deal would create the world's number three online group, which Juan Villalonga, in parentheses, the head of Terra, said, which he said could be one of the top two in less than 18 months, implying that it would overtake Yahoo. Well, it remains to be seen whether it will overtake Yahoo. Note that corporate executives are frequently very enthusiastic, sometimes overly so, about new deals. But regardless, please note that Bertelsmann now has preferred content of two of the top three internet providers, or internet portals, and two of the top four in the United States. And it may be two of the top three, perhaps two very soon. I would also note of Terra, which has now purchased Lycos and which now has this arrangement with Bertelsmann, that one of the top executives now, one of the top people with Terra, is a former European commissioner, Martin Bangemann, a German national. In a future broadcast, done in, actually that we're going to do in just a couple of weeks, about the Deutsche Telekom VoiceStream purchase, we're going to reiterate something that I spoke about in For the Record Program 235, namely the role of the European Union in helping to quash the WorldCom-Sprint merger. Both WorldCom and Sprint now targets for the takeover by Deutsche Telekom, 58% owned by the German government, and also moving rapidly into online services. Of former European Commissioner Martin Bangemann's role with Terra, we read as follows from the Financial Times of May 20th and May 21st of the year 2000. That's the weekend edition. This is also an article by David White, headline, The Acquisitor, subtitled The Chief Executive of Telefonica is Both a Businessman and a Celebrity. This week, he returned from the brink of defeat with an audacious deal. Skipping down, we read, there was last year's triumphal signing of European Commissioner Martin Bangemann, B-A-N-G-E-M-A-N-N, straight from his job in Brussels. To overcome the ensuing furor, Mr. Bangemann has had to wait a year to join the company and will initially be debarred from dealing with European Union affairs. Please note, however, the reciprocal relationship between between corporate Germany and the European Union in terms of maneuvering to assist corporate Germany in purchasing companies as well as other European companies in purchasing American entities. And note that Martin Bangemann, in a relatively familiar scenario, moved straight from the judge's seat into the prosecutor's role, speaking metaphorically. Note also the following about Lycos's corporate futures. This from the San Jose Mercury of Tuesday, May 16th of the year 2000, an article by John Healy of the Mercury News. It's headlined, Lycos is launching free 12-channel TV online today. It reads in part as follows. Web portal Lycos Incorporated is launching a free internet version of cable TV, minus the brand name programming. Officials at Lycos, a leading directory for web surfers and shoppers, are expected to announce today the first 12 channels of Lycos TV online. The channels favor youthful viewers, with 5 devoted to music videos, 3 to cartoons, and 1 each to extreme sports, movie trailers, comedy, and online soap operas. With regard to the Telefonica purchase of Lycos, I would note, first of all, the Third Reich geopolitical situation, or tactic, I should say, of attempting to control Latin America in order to control the United States, and with regard to the new 12-channel online TV provision of Lycos, with particular emphasis on children's programming. Note what Adolf Hitler said, the future belongs to the youth, and the youth belongs to the future. In that regard, I would note the following. Research credit on this goes to a member of the listening audience. This is by Bambi Francisco of the CBSMarketWatch.com, an online business service of CBS News. This is headline, T-Online Looking at German InfoSeek, subtitled, Disney Moving to Shed Non-Core Assets, Analysts Say. And again, this is by Bambi Francisco. It's dateline July 7th of the year 2000. This is CBS Market Watch, their NewsWatch latest headlines. This reads in part as follows. In a bid to offer consumers a compelling package of internet access and online search tools, German internet service provider T-Online is seeking to buy Walt Disney's 25% stake in InfoSeek's German unit, and Disney reportedly is receptive. T-Online is in discussions to raise its stake in InfoSeek Deutschland to 50% from 25%, according to Deutsche Telekom. T-Online's parent, German publishers Holzbrink and Axel Springer Verlag, would retain their 25% stakes in InfoSeek Deutschland. Please note that. We're going to come back to it. By upping its stake, T-Online, the largest European internet service provider, hopes to have more control over the direction and strategy of the search engine firm, according to industry observers. Well, Axel Springer Verlag is now owned by Bertelsmann. Von Holzbrink is the other Third Reich-connected firm that we've looked at in terms of German corporate control over American publishing. And please note that Deutsche Telekom is 58% owned by the German government. Note now that there is cuddling up between Walt Disney, the Disney firm, and Deutsche Telekom, and Von Holzbrink, and Axel Springer. We noted in the past a Random House, now owned by Bertelsmann, deal with Disney to publish books based on Disney characters. So please note this particular liaison between the Disney division of ABC Disney and Deutsche Telekom and Von Holzbrink and the Bertelsmann subsidiary, Axel Springer. And note again what Hitler said that with regard to the future belongs to the youth, and the youth belongs to the future. As I've noted many times in connection with the German corporations, unlike American corporations, which coordinate with regard to market, labor, tax, and environmental concerns and are otherwise uncoordinated and apolitical past that point, German firms all work together rather like the divisions of a conquering army. And at the foundation of that army is, of course, the Bormann Organization, the economic component of the Third Reich gone underground, about which I've spoken so many times in the past. There is much information available from Spitfire for listeners who would like to reference some of that admittedly confounding state of affairs. With regard to German corporate control over the Internet, note the move into the Internet by the Allianz firm, and note also the firm that Allianz is cuddling up to. The following is from the Financial Times of the weekend edition of May 20th through 21st of the year 2000. This is an article by Tony Major in Munich. It's headlined, Allianz Plans Internet Offensive. It's subtitled, German Insurer to Seek Strategic Partners and Set Up Global Web Portal. It reads in part, it has already chosen Cisco Systems, the U.S. Internet equipment maker, as a partner. Initially, Allianz has set up a task force to implement its Internet strategy. And note that also the following, Allianz, Germany's biggest insurer, plans to spend hundreds of millions of euros a year on an Internet offensive. And this projects Allianz as a major player in the Internet. Note the following about Allianz as well. This from the Los Angeles Times of Tuesday, June 1st of the year 2000, an article by Henry Weinstein, headlined $119 million pulled out of PIMCO in Holocaust protests, skipping down. L.A. Foundation says firm's German parent has refused to comply with California law on Nazi-era policies. An influential Los Angeles foundation has withdrawn $119 million of its funds from PIMCO, a large Newport Beach money management firm owned by Allianz AG, a German-based insurer that has been under fire for its handling of claims by survivors of the Nazi Holocaust. And of prospective Internet player and Cisco Systems partner Allianz, we read, speaking of the PIMCO purchase, the purchase made Allianz the world's sixth largest money manager with $650 billion in investments. They will now be a major player along with Cisco Systems in the Internet. That concludes For the Record program 242.Kameradschaft USA. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.